you know, we've done a lot of talking, obviously, about you know, just trying to get that complete game. It's obviously very elusive. I mean, you got the start that you wanted, and then just what happened after that, do you think?
Well, you know, at one point, we're a great start. We're moving, we're fast, we're playing with pace, we're, the structure is right. And then individual mistakes, like we don't need to make, they made us pay every time. And then there's a shift in the momentum of the game. It's not the structure, it's just key moments in the games. So our start was good. I thought we played well, even at 2-2. Tex misses an open net. That's fine. That happens. But we could have, I think it was 2-1 at that time, actually. Makes it 3-1. Just momentum shifts. But it's created by us. Small mistakes that become big momentum changes during the game. And so we got to get away from that. We got to make sure that we stick to the plan. So there's a patience that we need to show, some composure that we need to show during the games. Whether you're down by one or up by one, just sticking to the plan and just keep, because I thought we gave them, I mean, that's a good hockey team. Dallas is looking to, you know, make a push in the playoffs, and they're a contender. But at the end of the day, I think there's three goals that we can prevent easily, that we can fix easily. So I think it was created by us, that momentum shift. And that's something we can fix.
As in, just building up that comment, I don't want to assign all of that to your youth, but in almost every game you play this year, you're the least experienced team. How much of a challenge is that night in, night out of this league when you're facing teams that have been together for so long?
Yeah, no, it is a challenge. But when you look at those mistakes, they're not necessarily made by our young guys. So I think there's an energy level that our young guys are bringing and learning to play those games. It takes some time. That's a process. You see the difference against the big teams like Dallas, Florida, and all those guys, that all the teams that are more experienced in the one-on-one battles. Like they're stronger. Like 5-6 years of working out and playing in the league makes a difference. So that's when you see a difference. Like sustaining ozone time against the big team, we're not there yet. Killing plays in the defensive zone so we don't spend as much time in our D zone. We still need to grow as a team. So that's gonna come, that's also, but it takes time. So I think that's where I see the big difference between a younger team and a more experienced team.
You mentioned some of the mistakes are kind of maybe mistakes of impatience and just not letting the game come to you a little bit. And you're just saying some of them are by veterans, so maybe this isn't the right question, but is that just something that as you start losing games and these kind of start adding up, like is that something that's hard to avoid because guys want to make an impact in games, basically?
Yeah, no, we do, and the intentions are right. Like they see a play, they're trying to, and we want to be creative. We want to create offense, but there's a time to do it. There's a place to do it. Sometimes we're trying to make plays that are not there, and then and tonight I thought the mistakes that we've made cost us big time in goals against or momentum shift or D zone time. So that's something we can fix too. And then our team, we have great people in the dressing room. They want to be coached, they want to do well, so we can fix those things. It's just a matter of staying composed in those moments. We have some ozone time, we're creating offense, and then we're doing something that we should not be doing, and then the first thing you know, it's a 2-on-1 the other way, and they score a goal.
This may be along those same lines, but short of having those 5 or 6 or 7 years of working out and getting that strength to win those battles, are there tactics, are there other things that you know, younger players who maybe don't have that strength right now can employ to help stop cycles and things like that?
Well, It comes down to a group of five people on the ice being a little bit quicker. So if you don't have the strength, you have to be a little bit quicker to break those plays. So that's what we're going to be working on.
Thank you. All right. We are on the ice at noon tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.